When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Beat the Hammer, we do it every single Friday at this time.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You gotta respect the drunk tattoo. That's classic. All right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by First Trust Bank. They encourage you to, of course, challenge your bank. And also today we've got an Eagles t-shirt and hat combo on the line. So our contestant, whose name is Eli, and we'll meet him in one moment, will be playing for an Eagles t-shirt and hat. More than anything, he's playing for the honor of trying to
beat
that. John, you know he's not going to. I got 269.
No, I don't know that.
I got 269 wins. Let me see how many wins. Eli, I got 269 wins. How many you got?
I got like five or ten.
Never mind. I did kind of put you in a tough spot there. Yeah, but that's what I do. I put people on the ropes psychologically
before it
even begins. Eli, do you feel confident in your ability to win Beat the Hammer today?
I have nothing but confidence.
Love it.
Since I was a kid.
Okay. Oh, I like this.
Well, just know this, that Pickett guy had confidence before his charge, and then they all died at Gettysburg. But that's a whole nother matter. All right, Eli, I'm going to step way, 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 way down the hallway, not see or hear anything. You guys take it away with Beat the Hammer.
Scram.
Good luck to you, buddy.
So am I running the timer here?
No, Richie's here.
Richie's still doing it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're good. I know you have had fear of running. Oh, that was Elliot who had fear of running.
Oh, yeah, Elliot's afraid to do it. Yes. Yeah, he literally chickened out.
He did. He said, I will not do it. Now, to be fair, Joe did yell at him for making a noise during Beat the Hammer, so I can understand how. Oh, you weren't there for that, Richie.
What?
So during a question, I guess he got it. He skipped it or something, and Elliot went like, like that, like that loud. Yeah. And afterwards, Joe's like, don't ever talk during. It was really funny. It was great.
He is safely ensconced.
Uh-oh. All right, let's do it. Eli, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it, like Doug Peterson once said. All right, here we go. Category for the week, as is often the case, the last Beat the Hammer of the year. We're doing 2024 sports trivia. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Okay. Yeah.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. You have 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. The 2024 College Football National Championship game featured two starting quarterbacks who would both be drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Name one of them.
Oh, this is Georgia's quarterback. The top 10?
Yeah.
Top 10. Oh, sorry, skip that one.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
Repeat it.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
The Mets and the Padres.
Who won the NBA Finals MVP this year?
Jason Tatum.
What team blew a 3-0 Stanley Cup Finals lead only to win the Cup in Game 7?
The Florida Panthers.
Team USA won the gold medal in basketball. Name one of the two other countries who won a medal.
Serbia and
good. You only need one. Back to the first question. Two top 10 quarterbacks draft. Okay, not bad. We got three. That's pretty good, Eli.
Eli, that was
not bad,
really
buddy.
Solid.
Really
man.
Good job, dude. That three will play. We're gonna
nice
put you
job.
On hold. We're gonna...
Joe is jogging back.
Bring him back.
Oh my god, the music with the jog.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it.
It's a sight to behold. I'm taking a video. I'll try to post it.
How far it back amazing. Is he leaning?
The belly
well,
out.
Belly's jogging. Out.
Is it majestic?
You could call it that.
How short are the strides? Is it a shuffle more than a run, than a stride, than a jog?
That's like Michael Johnson.
More
man.
Of a saunter.
It's like Ben Johnson, but not on steroids. Hello, everybody.
Did his feet leave the ground?
Yeah, you're definitely not on steroids, for sure.
That is true. That is true. This Eli guy, was he on steroids and beat the hammer? Did he
you're
do well?
You're all here.
I don't know. Is he a Canseco on steroids or without steroids?
It's a good one. All right, you ready to roll here?
Ben. By the way, Dick Vermeil joins us coming up in about 10 minutes. All right, James, let's roll.
Category for the week, last beat the hammer of the year. We're doing a little 2024 sports trivia. Ready to roll.
Wow, 2024 sports trivia. So it had to happen this year.
Correct. We're wrapping up the year. Okay. You ready to roll?
Sure.
All right, clock will start.
How did Eli do?
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. The 2024 College Football National Championship game featured two starting quarterbacks who would both be drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Name one of them.
Come back to it.
Which two teams did the Dodgers beat in the playoffs en route to facing the Yankees in the World Series?
Which two teams, you
yes.
said? Well, I'll go out of order, but they beat the Mets, and I'll take a stab and say they beat the Brewers?
Who won the NBA Finals MVP this year?
Oh, I got to figure out what team won. Oh, it was Jaylen Brown.
What team blew a 3-0 Stanley Cup Finals lead only to win a cup in Game 7?
Oh, that was wild. Who the hell was that? Who won the Stanley Cup? Boy, how the NHL's fallen. Who won the Stanley Cup? It was some rando.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
God, I really don't know, which is horrendous. Who won the frickin' Stanley Cup? I don't know. Pass.
Team USA won the gold medal in basketball. Name one of the two other countries who won a medal.
In that sport?
Yep, in basketball.
France.
The 2024.
Oh, okay. Wow.
A 3-2 victory!
Wow.
Eli! Confident Eli!
Awful. I spent too much time on the Stanley
that?
Cup.
The Panthers. The Florida Panthers.
I don't know. You think I watched that?
J.J. McCarthy and Falcons starting quarterback Michael Penix are the two answers for that one. How'd you forget the Padres? The Padres played the Dodgers. Padres and the Mets. Tough job.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I gotta what a way to end the year.
I got
to
carry this.
What a gift for
I got to carry this for the next couple
Merry
weeks.
Merry Christmas, everybody. From our show to yours.
Oh, my God.
Christmas what? Came early.
Happy holidays, baby.
All right, let's bring Eli in. Eli, you have bested the hammer, sir. Congratulations.
Yep. End of the year on the right note, baby.
Damn straight, Eli.
This is a disaster.
End of the year
with a W. What a king.
This is... I don't know what to say. John, what do I say to this?
Congratulations.
I already said that. Okay. I'm already past that. I'm not congratulating him twice.
You bow down. This is unbelievable.
Well, you guys
Joe.
Know I don't this take so teams like the Florida Get Panthers great. Serious. The NHL Get should have great. Never expanded.
They How were... many times did Joe say who won the Stanley Cup? Like eight?
James, so many.
James, they he were in perfect lost. Shape with 21 teams, and then they did all this
How'd
expansion.
You forget the Bob,
I don't
man?
Care
Bob
about
Rosky!
Florida. I don't care
Bob
about San Jose
Rosky!
Or Columbus. Like, they play, I don't watch.
You lost due to pomposity. Is pomposity a word? he dilly-dallied. You dilly-dallied in your pomposity.
You did get a little full of yourself there.
I screwed around.
Yeah, you did. Whoa! You usually don't. You just like pass as
yes.
soon as you don't know.
You're right. Nice,
that's like the
nice,
hammer
nice.
Philosophy. Pass if you don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, Eli, masterful job. Eli started out so rockily. Like, I thought for sure
it was going to be repeated the first question multiple times.
Rough time.
Eli, you have won an Eagles hat, an Eagles shirt, and more important, a gift they'll give to you for the rest of your life, the glory of saying you beat the Hammer. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Eli, we're going to put you on hold.
Awesome job, Eli.
We're going to put you on hold so we can get your information and send you those gifts. And with that, Seltzer, don't play your little game. Shut it down.
Have a good
Oh, I got to carry this for a couple weeks. And I had such a great year. I mean, the Hammer barely lost. What did I lose, like three times this year?
It's so perfect.
Oh, my God.
What is this like? Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is like the world is right.
Turn the music off, James. The other thing. That other thing.
What is that other thing? The bed. Hey, you lost fair and square.
I did.
And
I don't know. I'll determine that when I go back and examine.
Eli struggled. He really had to dig deep to get that done.
I'm writing
it
down.
You just kind of quit. You just kind of, you know what? I'll pat. Whatever. Frivolous. Doesn't matter. And then it all caught up in the end. It felt so good to witness.
Let me tell you this. I just wrote down three words, which I will apply over the breakup ahead. Hammer loss review.
Of course.
Oh, what a way to spend your time off.
You know what you'll hear? You saying, who won the Stanley Cup a bunch of times?
Over and over again.
I was just looking for one mistake from Seltzer so I can appeal.
It's a good thing we brought up the Elliot talking and you getting upset because I was so close to being like, Joe, really? I held back.
All right. Let's talk to Dick
Vermeil.
I
brought that up before you came on about Elliot when you gave Elliot guff.
I was so mad. All right. Congrats to the contestant. He did well there. That was good stuff.